Do-do-do, shoo-be-doo-be-doo-bop, down, down.
Skeeter Davis there getting us started out, and we'll send that one out to Victor Schmidt. He wanted to hear I Can't Stay Mad at You. That was, I believe, her follow-up to her big hit The End of the World in 1963, and that was a pretty good hit for her also, Can't Stay Mad at You. And hello there, everyone. That one getting us started out on the summer edition of the Listener's Choice magazine, edition number 32. And I'm Roger Smith, your host. And this tape is coming from 115 North Keats Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. Phone, if you want to email request, if you want a voicemail request to us, is 773-572-7899. The email address for the listener's choice has changed. If you want to email us, send the email to snakeguy, all one word, S-N-A-K-E-G-U-Y, at insightbb.com. That's snakeguy at insight, insightbb.com. That BB is as in broadband. Snakeguy at insightbb.com. And that'll get it to us, okay? And we've got a lot of music to play on this side, and then on side two of this edition of the Listener's Choice, we're going to hear Marilyn, and she's going to come on. As most of you remember, she was not there in April. She was in the process of having and recovering from her hip surgery, and which has gone very, very well. She's recovered very, very nicely from it, and that's just been a great thing for her. But she's back this time with some good music for you, and she will be appearing on side two of edition number 32. Let's get started now with the music for side one of the tape, and let's have one from the Possum himself.
Step right up, come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you. Some things I know will chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. But now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we lay in love together. See her picture on the table. Don't it look like she'd be able just to touch me and say, good morning, dear. There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them when she tore my world apart. As you leave, you'll see the nursery. Oh, she left me without mercy, taking nothing.
But the one I love left me lonely and cold and so weak, and I need someone's arms to hold me till I'm strong to get back on my feet. Can I sleep in your arms tonight, mister? It's so cold lying here all alone, and I hold on you. I assure you I'll do you no wrong. I haven't smiled since he left me, 'cause a smile somehow out of place, and I just need to let
Well, there's one from Jeannie Seeley. We had a request back some time ago for a version of Can I Sleep in Your Barn Tonight, Mister? That's an old, old, old song. I can remember my mother singing that song when I was just a kid, and she had learned it sometime back in her kid or teenage days. It's an old song. I don't even know who had the original, or if it was just kind of a song that came down. But we may have a version of that somewhere, but I can't lay my hands on it right now. That, of course, is Jeannie Seeley, and an arrangement that she did using that same tune back in the late 70s, and she called it Can I Sleep in Your Arms Tonight, Mister? And hope you may have enjoyed that one. I'm going to fulfill two requests here. Winnie Ray had requested some music by Mack Wiseman, and a long time ago, Barbara Ware had requested a song called Don't Make Me Go to Bed and I'll Be Good. Now, she wanted to hear that song by Elton Britt. I do not have the Elton Britt version of that song. And Roy Acuff made that song famous back in the 40s. I looked, and I think I've got the Roy Acuff song somewhere around here, but I don't have it converted into the computer as yet. But I do happen to have it by Mack Wiseman. So let's get some Mack Wiseman music in and fulfill another request. This comes from a later Mack Wiseman album called My Grandmother's Favorites. And he still sounded pretty good on it. He's obviously is much older. This album was made, somewhere back around 2000, 2001, I believe. But he still sounded right good on this CD, and I hope you enjoy this. Don't Make Me Go to... This is a depressing thing now. Don't Make Me Go to Bed, and I'll Be Good, from Mack Wiseman.
Disturbed the household with his noisy glee. I warned him to be good, but soon he'd disobey, for he would soon forget a word from me. I called him to my side and said, son, you must go to bed. Your conduct has been very, very rude. With trembling lips and tear-filled eyes, he pleaded then with me, don't make me go to bed and I'll be good. Don't, Papa, and I'll be good. Don't, Papa, and I'll be good. That's what I heard him say, and it haunts me night and day. Don't make me go to bed and I'll be good. Our lives had just been gladdened by his bright ascending beams. Our boy now in our hearts was very dear. I hastened to his bed and found him talking in his sleep. He didn't seem to know that we were near. I took him in my arms and found his body racked with pain. To ease his pain, we did the best we could. It broke my heart to hear him crying loudly in his sleep. Don't make me go to bed and I'll be good. Papa and I'll be good. No, Papa and I'll be good. That's what I heard him say, and it haunts me night and day. Don't make me go to bed and I'll be good. How sorrow fills our heart, how fears oppress the mind, when danger gathers around the one we love. He lingered but a day, then his spirit passed away, to join the angel chorus up above. All night and day we watched and prayed, we never left his side, to give give him a big scene we never could. It broke my heart to hear him saying just before he died, don't make me go to bed and I'll be good. Don't Papa and I'll be good. Don't Papa and I'll be good. That's what I heard him say, and it haunts me night and day. Don't make me go to bed and I'll be good.
Just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees.
We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks, a running boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck was the battle sound.
But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail, cause somewhere on that ocean I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea.
We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks, a running boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around.
We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory.
Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas.
We found that German battleship was making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a running and we spun those guns around. Yeah,
we found that mighty Bismarck and we had to cut her down. We found that German battleship for making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a running and we spun those guns around.
We found that mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
And we'll send that one out to Doug Hudson there, Johnny Horton, and one of his all-time greats, Sink the Bismarck. What a song. What a performer. Well, I think we've talked on the Listener's Choice before about how it used to be back in the 40s and 50s, certainly, and even up into the 60s, maybe even the 70s a little bit, certainly up into the late 60s, that if a famous person died, very, very quickly, there would be a song released about that person. Some of you will remember that it happened when President Kennedy died. There was a country song almost immediately after his death. It was always happening about entertainers, and it didn't have to be an entertainer or even necessarily a president or anything like that. There was a song called The Death of Little Kathy Fiscus about a child who fell in a well back in the 40s and was killed. Same was true, as we say, even back in the late 60s. And in 1968, when Red Foley passed away, Hank Williams Jr. happened to be on the same stage show, on the same tour with him at that time. And very quickly after the fact, Hank Williams Jr. was just kind of getting started at that point with his career. But right after that happened, he put out a song called The Night Red Foley Passed Away. And I'm going to play that for you right now. And we'll send this one out to Don in Dallas. Hank Williams Jr. and The Night Red Foley Passed Away.
There'll be peace in the valley for him now we pray. I was with Red Foley the night he passed away. We was down in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the night the Lord took Red away. And we had to get there a little early, 'cause we had a matinee. And when Red first went on stage, it seemed that he moved and talked a little slow. But of course he went on to do his regular great show. So soon the afternoon show was over with, and we all went down the street and ate. Red said he wasn't very hungry, but he came along anyway. And we got done eating and came back to do the last show. But to think this would be Red's very last, well, who was to know? And when he went on stage for his umpteenth thousandth time, we was all back of the curtains there just shooting the lines. But when he sang Peace in the Valley, there was such a quiet still. I know I'll never forget it, and anyone that was there never will. Well, soon the last show was over with, and I went back to the hotel, and Red gave me a call. I told him to come on over. I was just staring at the four walls. So he came over to my room. He was just next door there. Lit a cigarette and sat down in a chair. And he started talking about all the worries that a country music singer has. I said, "Oh, Red, I reckon it's not that bad." He said, "Yeah, you're working a lot now, and you'll have them someday. Your dad had them and I have them, and I guess it's just meant that way." Then he got up, and these are the last words he said. "I'm awful tired now, Hank, and I've got to go to bed." And while I lay there sleeping with Red just a few steps away, the angels came and took him to that last golden stage. There'll be peace in the valley for him now we pray. I was with Red Foley the night he passed away.
A story about a pal of mine who worked down near the Georgia line as DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, 'cause he played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At the record hops he stayed out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he had made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heat, and that he had to be at work by five.
BJ the DJ, you're living much too fast,
and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past four, from the driveway he would roar. Overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at five. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. She knew then that he'd made it there all right. and she'd say a little prayer. He'd be safe while he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morn, all four tires were badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast this time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she didn't know. BJ'd never been this late before. But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she called, and then she heard the knock upon the door.
BJ the DJ, only 24.
A wreck at 90 miles an hour, he'll spin the hits no more.
Stonewall Jackson, and boy, did he ever more have a career, a big, big career back in the 60s. And, of course, that one's called BJ the DJ. That comes from an album called I Love a Song, which is just a real, real good album. Managed to get a hold of a copy of that on vinyl here not too long ago and converted over to the computer, which was kind of nice. Some of those albums they just haven't released on CD, many of them they have. You can get a lot of collections. I've gone back, for instance, and gotten practically all of the Merle Haggard albums and the Buck Owens albums, but you know, it kind of depends on the artist, I guess, and maybe the popularity of the album. I don't know, but some you can, some you can't. I've never seen that Stonewall Jackson album on CD, but I managed to capture a copy of it and get it in the computer, and that's a great song right there, BJ the DJ. Well, Skosh Ferrin requested a song from Johnny Paycheck, and we're going to get that on for you now. I don't know that I personally ever heard this song on the radio. I knew he had it out, but I don't know, and that's not to say that it did not get airplay. It probably did in some areas, but I don't know that I ever personally heard it, and I certainly don't think it was a hit for Paycheck or anything like that, but an interesting, interesting song. You know, I'm not sure that at this point in time, I'm not sure that an artist would even be allowed to record this song and release it. Maybe they would, but I'm not sure at all that one would. Anyway, let's get this one on. Johnny Paycheck, see what you think about it. Pardon me, I've got someone to kill.
I know you'll excuse me if I say goodnight. I've got
and also in
this life of mine that's worthless now. By the time you tell the sheriff, it'll all be over. He'll find me at their big house on the hill.
I'm as lonely as can be. When we're on a date, I stand at heaven's gate. And when you're in my arms, I'm in heaven. I dream of you, I'm in heaven. When you're far from me, I'm as lonely as can be. When we're on a date, I stand at heaven's gate. And when you're in my arms, I'm in heaven.
Oh, we always have a ton of requests for music from the Browns from a lot of people here at the old LC magazine, and there's one of their early ones there. As you can very easily tell, I'm in heaven. That's a good one. A lot of good counterpart harmony. Just a good, good song. Well, let's get one now from Asleep at the Wheel. They've released a CD that's a two-album CD. It has the album Coming Right at You and also the album Texas Gold. And Texas Gold was the album that this particular song came from. This is some of Asleep at the Wheel's first music from back in the very early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and this is one that some of you might remember, The Letter That Johnny Walker Read. Here's Asleep at the Wheel.
Johnny Walker sat at a table in a bar, minding his own affairs, drinking his namesake over the rocks. He was drunk, too drunk to care, when a girl from the bar walked up beside him, and this is what she said. She said, a woman came by with a letter for you, and this is what the letter said.
Dear John, please, Johnny, please come home. I need your love and the kids, they gotta be fed. And John, if you don't hurry back, I'll be gone.
Yes, that's what the letter said.
The letter that Johnny Walker
Then John, he got up from the table. Slowly he walked outside. He was thinking of his wife and little children at home, and how his drinking had ruined their lives. Then John, he stared off into that street light, and a vision filled his poor, poor heart with dread. For it was him lying drunk there in that gutter, clutching in his hand the letter that Johnny Walker read. And this is what it said.
Dear John, please, Johnny, please come home. Dear John, please, Johnny, please come home. I need your love and the kids, they gotta be fed. Oh, and John, if you don't hurry back, I'll be gone.
The steel guitar played when I met him, and it played the night I lost him. Yes, you drove him to another with your sweet steel guitar chimes. I know you're sorry, but it's too late now, and I know you meant no harm. But the waltz that you were playing put him in another's arms. So cry, steel guitar, cry on. You're crying because you know he is gone, gone with another, and I'm alone. So cry, steel guitar, cry on. Steel guitar played when I met him, and it played the night I lost him. Yes, you drove him to another with your sweet steel guitar chime. I know you're sorry, but it's too late now, and I know you meant no harm. But the waltz that you were playing put him in another's arms. So cry, steel guitar, cry on. You're crying because you know he is gone, gone with another, and I'm alone. So cry, steel guitar, cry on.
An old one for you there from the Kitty Wells, as Eddie Stubbs would say, the undisputed queen of country music there, and steel guitar, cry on. Well, that's just about going to do it for this side of the tape. We've enjoyed it and certainly hope you have, and we're going to close out this side with a bluegrass cut from the Osborne Brothers, one from their old MGM album. one called Give This Message to Your Heart, and I hope you all enjoy it. Stay tuned on side two or file B if you're getting us online. By the way, you can do that. I don't think I said at www.bluegrasspals.com. And just click onto the listener's choice field, and you can get all of the issues at that site. Here are the Osborne Brothers, Bobby and Sonny. The Osborne Brothers, probably my all-time favorite bluegrass group. And then turn it over to side two, or go to file B, and enjoy Marilyn as she does the rest of the listener's choice edition number 32. Have a good one, everybody.
Give this message to your heart. Read my letter one more time. Don't let me tear our world apart. Please don't read between the lines.
I don't know what made me lie to you. Most of all, I just don't know
why I cheated on you. Give me the chance that I'd give you. Give this message to your heart. Forgive, for you have more than done your part. But if you don't, then I can't live. Give this message to your heart.
I don't know what made me lie to you. Most of all, I just don't know
why I cheated on you.